At Buffalo Wild Wings, get select $2 drafts, $4 mixed drinks, and $4 apps. So head into B-Dubs for happy hour and late night happy hour every Monday through Friday, 2 to 6 and 9 to close. Wings, beer, sports, and please drink responsibly. If you're in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, there's one place you should go if you're a stick carrier, and that's Mastro Subaru. They got two locations throughout Central Florida serving stick carriers throughout the I-4 corridor in Orlando and one right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue and the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, where you can get special stick carrier pricing just for saying you're a stick carrier. Check them out, MastroSubaru.com.
This is a real movement of real people. Yeah. You can't stop this movement. You can tell us to cool it, or else it's not going to work. We are self-sustaining.
You see how we play as a family. You see what we do as a family. I can't feel my face, and the answer's unequivocally yes.
Bucks. Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. Yeah. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family. Let's do it. One heartbeat. Let's get it.
Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks! Let's go, Bucks!
It's Bucks Uncensored. Final position group I'm going to do before the debate really heats up next week. We've got our Bucks takes in for this podcast, but I think the hot topic will be, now that we've looked at all of these positions, what does that mean for Dirk Cutter, this coaching staff? Do they have the weapons that they need? And how much pressure is on the coaching staff and Dirk Cutter to have success, especially early on this season? Very tough schedule to start the season, too. Dirk Cutter teams have gotten off to slow starts when he's been a head coach for the Bucks, and they have a very tough schedule to start the year. So how much pressure is Dirk Cutter feeling? How hot should his seat be right now? We're going to get into that next week on Bucks Uncensored. Trust me, send in your Bucks takes now. Send them in to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. BucksUncensored@gmail.com. Today we're going to look at the defensive backs, the corners, and the safeties. I mean, throughout the offseason, it was desperation, wasn't it? Corners and safeties were terrible. Jason Light, I would say at least for a majority of the offseason, spent his time focused along the line of scrimmage, offensively and defensively. We've talked ad nauseum about that. But see, what can be the biggest assistant and boost to making your defensive backfield better is generating some sort of a pass rush. So additions like Jason Pierre-Paul, Vinny Curry, Bo Allen, Mitch Unruh, all these guys, Vita Vea, guys who are supposed to completely transform the Bucks defensive line, you would hope would completely transform the Bucks defensive backfield. Now, of course, the big debate was Derwin James. Some wanted him at 7. Some wanted him when the Bucks traded down with the Bills. And ultimately, he ended up going, I believe, 17th to the San Diego Chargers. Bucks didn't get their safety until the fourth round when they got Jordan Whitehead from Pitt. And when you look at the Bucks safeties, Conte is still there. Justin Evans, who I said on Tuesday's podcast, I believe could very well lead the team in interceptions this year. And you still got Keith Tandy there. But then you've got a lot of young guys. I just mentioned Jordan Whitehead, an undrafted free agent, and Godwin Igwebeke, who a lot of draft analysts really seem to like. Isaiah Johnson, who's a second-year player coming out of South Carolina. So you have some safeties, some young safeties, that maybe if there's any position on this team where you could get a player that surprises, because again, if you're a safety, you could come in, contribute on special teams, get an opportunity, ball bounces your way, and all of a sudden, I mean, look at Keith Tandy a couple of years. My God, he might have won the Bucs a couple of those games during their five-game win streak just from all the turnovers he was creating, or at least were falling right into his lap. So the Bucs didn't do a whole heck of a lot at safety, but maybe they're hoping that one or two of these younger players steps up and finally dethrones the man, the myth, the legend himself, Chris Conte. I think they like Justin Evans. He's a starter. So now the question is Conte a starter? Is Tandy a starter? Or will one of these other young guys, including Jordan Whitehead, their fourth round pick, get a legit opportunity to step in and start this year? Because again, while many people hate Chris Conte, I don't hate him. I just don't know if he's a starter on a defense that I'm trying to turn into a dominant defense. You know, he's like a bridge quarterback. He's supposed to bridge to something else. And the unfortunate part is the Bucs really haven't had anything else at safety. So he's been a bridge over troubled water. It's stupid. Safety. I want guys that are going to come down, assist in the run game, but also be able to play that center field. I think Evans can do that. I think Jordan Whitehead can do that. I've seen Keith Tandy do that more in the past game. You know, I like Tandy more on special teams than I like him as a starter. I like Conte as a reserve player. So still needing another safety and hoping one of these young players can step in, step up, and be better. Now, I didn't see a corner worthy of taking at 7. Probably not one worthy of taking at 12. I think the Bucks took corners where they were supposed to take corners in this draft. You know, they didn't go out and get the Gaines or the Johnsons or whomever were available in free agency. Jason Light waited for the draft and played it the way he wanted to play it, trading down, getting extra picks, and being able to get not one but two corners that can step in. Now, what that tells me is a couple of things. Tells me that Vernon Hargraves, the 11th pick in the draft just a couple years ago, not good news for him. Brent Grimes most likely has 1 year left. You know, I know him and Miko will flirt with retirement each year, but as teams are willing to pay him, I mean, hell, he's still playing at a high level. But he's not going to be playing at that high of a level every year for the rest of time. I'm still a believer in Ryan Smith. I think he's been dealt a shitty hand since he's been drafted into the NFL. I think the Bucs have done a horrific job in developing a guy with natural traits that you want in a corner. But the development of him coming from a small school has been atrocious. Starting him at safety, moving him to corner, then thrusting him into the starting lineup, and, you know, him, you know, maybe not ready for that type of action, but because they've done such a shitty job in addressing the depth at corner, they had to play him. I still see potential in Ryan Smith, and then you factor in the two young guys. You know, everyone's talking about Carlton Davis. And yes, Davis with the size, 6'1", 206. Of course I like him. And of course I think he could be A huge boost for this team. A player who's physical, nasty, mean. I mean, that's what Jason Light's mentality has been this offseason. But I have no issue with MJ Stewart either. A guy who can play inside or outside, slot corner or outside corner, 5'11", 200, so he can match up with some bigger receivers if needed. You know, he's not 5'10 and 180 pounds. He's 5'11", 200. I like that. Versatile player. Adding depth. So now when you look at a depth chart that last year had Brent Grimes, Vernon Hargraves, Ryan Smith, and Panic, now you look at it as a depth chart that still has Brent Grimes, Vernon Hargraves, Ryan Smith, but now you add in Carlton Davis, you now have MJ Stewart, and you still have Josh Robinson, you still have JV and Elliott. So there's going to be, which should be the case, there's going to be some battles at training camp now, not just for starting positions, but for roster spots. Nobody's guaranteed a roster spot now. I think the only ones you can guarantee a roster spot to are going to be Brent Grimes, Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, and I'd be surprised if Vernon Hargraves got cut. You know, if Ryan Smith comes in and he's terrible, eh. I mean, honestly, most likely he's got a roster spot too. That's four. Who's going to be the fifth one? Am I missing somebody? Oh, yeah, I am missing. No, that's five altogether. Josh Robinson, they're going to keep six corners? I mean, he didn't really play that much corner. He's a special teams guy, and I want him on my team. But I feel so much more comfortable now, even if they're young players. And listen, rookies are going to make mistakes. Carlton Davis is going to get burned. MJ Stewart's going to get burned. It's going to happen. What's going to make them better is the better defensive line. And that they haven't fallen victim to this loser mentality the Bucks have had in their locker room before. You know, if there's any positions out there that need to have swag, it's corners and safeties. You have to play with an unlimited amount of confidence at all time. You need to believe that there's no fucking way in hell that guy across from you is going to beat you. And if he does, not going to do it twice in a row. You have to have that mentality, you know, and it's a mentality that I think has been lacking in the Bucks defensive backfield, but I think it's a mentality that we could start to see a lot more with these young players, but also with the improvement on their defensive line. Quarterbacks are going to have to get rid of the ball quicker. You could see more mistakes turn into turnovers or knockdown passes, incomplete passes, which adds to the swag as well. Very important. Very, very important. The development of Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Ryan Smith, Vernon Hargraves is very important. I mean, you're sitting there with four guys who are all under the age of what? 20. Let's see, Carlton Davis, 21, Hargraves, 22, Ryan Smith, 24, MJ Stewart, 22. So all under the age of 24. You need two of them to develop into legit starters, two of four. You know, is Hargraves going to end up being the nickel corner for the rest of the time? If so, that's fine. You know, some of us believe that to be true when he was drafted. Not surprising. Not the worst thing in the world. Probably not what you want with the 11th overall pick, but so be it. It's what you ended up getting. You know, anytime you talk about the Bucks defensive backs from last year or previous years, you need to talk about the inability to rush the passer. They have not had it. Period. No matter what they've tried to put around Gerald McCoy or even with Gerald McCoy, it has not worked. This offseason, they went out and fully transformed their defensive line. So while we can sit here and say the Bucks have never, in the Dirt Cutter Mike Smith era, and even before that, developed a corner, We could also say that in that same time frame, they really haven't had shit for a pass rush. And I think any defensive back will tell you that their greatest ally is a great pass rush. Because any quarterback that's going to have time to throw, I don't care who you are at corner, you cannot cover the opposing receiver that long. You just can't. That's if it's man coverage. If it's zone coverage, I need corners with amazing instincts and the ability to read a quarterback's eyes and jump those passes. But again, it comes down to pass rush. If a quarterback has all day to throw, he will pick any defensive backfield apart. So yeah, I'm glad they have size. I'm glad they got toughness. I'm glad they have this. I'm glad they have that in their defensive backfield. I'm glad they got some young players at safety. I'm glad they got a guy in Justin Evans who developed pretty well last year as a rookie. I'm glad Brent Grimes is back. I'm glad about all that. But if this defensive line, this transformed quote-unquote defensive line, performs like last year's defensive line, the Bucs defensive backs, their defensive backfield, their pass defense will suck yet again. Your Bucs takes, they're coming up next. Next week, we look at Dirk Koetter and that hot seat he's sitting on. This is Bucs Uncensored.
Bucs Uncensored.
You've heard me for years say, don't forget to try that devil crab. Well, a lot of you live outside of the Tampa Bay area. Bricado Sandwich Shop, they've got the best devil crab and best Cuban sandwich in town. But if you don't live in Tampa, how are you going to get it? Well, I've got news for you. Bricado ships their devil crab, their Cuban sandwiches, and all of their other food nationwide. Get more information on how you can get that devil crab delivered right to your door at BricadoSandwich.com.
Bucs Uncensored.
I want to rock! I want to rock! I want to rock! I want to rock!
Turn it down, you say. All right, this is Bucs Uncensored. We'll do some Bucs takes for our final podcast for the week. Getting ready for the weekend, loving it. Heading over to Orlando for the weekend, a little weekend getaway. So I hope you're looking forward to your weekend as well. Next week we come back, and my anticipation on Monday is to dive into, now that we know about all the positions that the Bucs have on their roster right now, does Dirk Koetter and this coaching staff have enough to make the Buccaneers a contender this year for the playoffs? Can they win the division? Do they have enough to win the division? Do they have enough to make the playoffs? Do they have enough to win a playoff game? You know, so often you hear, oh, the GM and the head coach are tied at the hip. I don't think so. You know, and if you believe that Jason Light has given Dirk Koetter a roster to be successful, and he's not, then it falls on Dirk Koetter, not on Jason Light. You know, if you think this is a comment, if you still think that Jason Light has not done a good job, you know, most likely the coach, I mean, we see it every year, the coach will get a lot of it. If the Bucs fail this year, is it going to fall just on Dirk Koetter or on Dirk Koetter and Jason Light? I mean, all of this is what we're going to be talking about on Monday. So if you need to pause this podcast, record your voice on your phone relating to that topic and email it to me, do it right now. Pause this and do it. Send it to BucsUncensored@gmail.com. Because we need a hot start to the start of this season. And Dirk Koetter teams have been notorious for slow starts. And 1 year, they went on a 5-game win streak to kind of vault them back into contention. Last year, no hot streak. Don't dig yourself a hole, because then just climbing out of it is not good enough. All right, let's get some Bucs takes. Let's start with a guy who tried to get in for that defensive line podcast we did. But I figured defensive line, as we just said, going to be so vital to the defensive backs this year anyway. Let's bring him on. It's our buddy from the Nosebleeds. What up, Sammy?
Justin, hoping to get this Bucks take in time. Just got done working that 14-hour shift. We're going to get this thing. We're going to get it right. Sammy from the Nosebleeds coming at you. Today, we're talking D-line, baby. When I grew up playing high school football, all through my years, I was a linebacker. I was nothing without my D-line. Just like an offensive line protects that quarterback, them linebackers is nothing without that D-line. I want to let them boys fly this year. I'm talking D-line. I'm talking put that pressure, baby. All fours, white knuckles. Get the hogs out the pen. We come in the rut, son. We come in the rut. Drew Brees, Matt Ryan, Cam Newton. We coming for you, baby. All fours. Bringing that pressure. Bringing that fire. Fire them cannons. You know, I watch NFL films and, you know, I'm about 24. You see people talk about the purple curtain. Hey, I don't even like the color purple. This is the new age, baby. 2018, this is the red curtain. This is the red wall. That red sea, son. And we coming at ya. Okay? Hey, I challenge all my stickers. Get on all fours yourselves. Put the pressure on them white knuckles. And let's get it. Speak softly and carry that damn stick.
Okay, Sammy. I don't know if I'll be doing all of that, you know, the white knuckles and all that, but understand where you're coming from, and definitely thank you for echoing those words of how important the defensive line really is to the rest of the entire defense. Speaking of those defensive backs, got to meet him when he came down for the big draft party we threw about a month ago, all the way from Canada. It's our buddy Ken. Hey, Ken.
Hey, Justin. Ken from Canada. Chiming in about the DBs. Hopefully I'm not too late, but I think we're going to be better off than definitely than we were last year, just with the addition of the rookies, loving Carl Davis, physical nature of his game. I think that's going to be a big plus. I'm hoping for some advancement of Hargraves and Smith. That's all we can hope for. After seeing Grimes at the draft party, can't believe that he can cover guys like Julio Jones. He's a freak of nature. Anyways, I really think with the advancement of the D-line, hopefully learning the nuances of Mike Smith's system, as hard as that might be to believe, I think we're going to be a lot better off. So I'm really convinced that our secondary is not in as bad a shape as probably a lot of people are thinking. Anyways, thanks again. Stick curious, speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick. And as a side note, since I missed the what's the stick carrier mean, man, I feel part of a family. I've always been a Buccaneer fan in Canada alone, not any friends that are, and I'm just proud to be a part of this. Thanks. And ditto to what everybody else said. I feel like I could have said the same. Bye.
Ken, I'm glad you got to take part in the draft party. Glad you got to meet everyone and really see what it's all about. And in this era of social media, whether it be Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, and you know, you guys can know you can always follow me on any of those. You know, always everyone's very interactive on the Stick Carrier Facebook page. I try to respond to direct messages as much as I can. Twitter at Commish Online for me, Instagram at Commish Online for me, but just sharing each other's contact information. Trust me, I follow a lot of you on Twitter, just watching you all interact with each other and knowing that it's all because of this movement that we're all a part of is truly very special. So Ken, I'm glad you're a part of it, and you know, looking forward to the day we get to get you back down here and party again together. So thank you, Ken. Agree with you there on the defensive backs. Garrett is up with us next on the defensive backs. Hey, Garrett.
What's up, Kamish? Stick Carrier Nation. This is Garrett from the Tribe, back at it again. Going to talk a little DBs. First and foremost, Vernon Hargraves. I will say I was all aboard the Hargraves train when we drafted him at number 11 a couple years ago, but he's been nothing but disappointing. Quan Alexander is a huge fan of him, a good friend. I'm hoping that maybe what he's sharing is that Vernon Hargreaves is about to turn some type of corner, whatever it may be. Maybe that move to slot for him is going to be what helps him to elevate his game. I mean, the guy has one career interception for a number 11 overall pick. That's not going to do it for us. We got Brent Grimes. Yeah, he's still playing at a high level, but eventually Father Time's going to catch up. And how long are we going to be able to rely on him, especially with the receivers we have in our division? We play twice a year. Look what happened with Justin Evans last year. He started to play late, more mid, late season, got some more playing time. I thought he played fairly well as for a rookie. Maybe Carlton Davis is going to be that diamond in the rough, that DB out of Auburn. He's going to be able to step up, play some bump and run, hopefully shut down some of those bigger receivers. You know, most fans and myself, I'm sure we aren't too excited about our overall depth. But with our other positions, our D-line help, maybe them getting after the quarterback is what our DBs needed. Maybe we have some hidden talent that we haven't seen yet because the other weaknesses on our defense. I don't know. I'm hoping that someone steps up in a big way, whether it be a rookie, Hargreaves. I don't know, but someone's going to have to step up. I know I went over a minute and a half. Just had to get that out there. As always, speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Yeah, Garrett. Yes. I like it. I like the thought you put into it. I like the passion you have there for the Bucks defensive backs. I think a lot of us feel the same way about Carlton Davis. Like, do we finally have a corner that can match up with the big receivers in our division? Because we need it. All right, one more Bucks take. It's from our buddy Ben in D.C. He wants to switch it up a little bit. Talk about that dumb clickbait Jameis Winston article, Pro Football Talk, where they're saying if the Bucks were to cut Jameis Winston, no other team would want him. Oh, give me a fucking break.
Hey, what's going on, Justin? This is Ben from Washington, D.C. I wanted to quickly go ahead and address the article you had brought up that Pro Football Talk had written about last week. And it was, for anyone that missed it, Jameis Winston not being picked up in the NFL by any team if he were to be dropped on that same day. And I'm not really even going to go into all that bullshit. You guys addressed some really good points last time, and I agreed with all of them. But one thing I did want to share, which I found that was really interesting, these aren't really metrics or statistics that most analysts would have. So if they did, we probably would have heard it by now. When Jameis Winston is in a primetime game, he's been in five of them. This dude comes out to play. And if you don't believe me, his touchdown to interception ratio is 10 to 1. He has thrown 10 touchdowns and one interception in all five primetime games that he's been in since his rookie year. So you can't tell me that that's not a type of quarterback that you would want to be the face of your franchise. A guy that shows up when the lights are bright and everyone in the world is watching him. Despite the outcome of the game, the dude comes out the ball. And if you want to talk about him even regressing last season, honestly, I can make the exact opposite argument. I feel like personally, he came off of his best year despite the shoulder injury. The dude had the highest QB rating of his career, highest completion percentage, highest touchdown to interception ratio. And he threw for 3,500 yards. If he had not missed those games, who's to say he wouldn't have thrown for 5,000? And meanwhile, you have the Falcons that just paid $100 million guaranteed to one-year wonder Matt Ryan, who was a puppet master under Mike Shanahan or Kyle Shanahan, whatever. And they basically put up the same statistics as last season. So you look at his stats, and you're telling me that this guy would not be picked up in the NFL by any team if he were dropped on that same day? Yeah, get the fuck out of here. This dude is going to be the face of the franchise. He's only going to get better. He has not reached the ceiling yet. And I'm really looking forward to seeing what he's going to do on the field this year. I just wanted to go ahead and share that, man. I hope I didn't run over the time, but just want to hope everyone has a great Memorial Day weekend. Have fun, be safe, and speak softly and carry a big fucking stick.
Yeah, Ben, I didn't spend too much time on that article just because I guess my message to everyone is buyer beware. This time of year, national sites, the evil local Bucks media, man, they're going to try and just throw out all kind of bullshit just to get you to click on stuff, okay? They're feeling the heat from their bosses. Their bosses are feeling the heat from going out of business. Just listen. Do yourself a favor. Avoid the stress. Love the shade that Ira Kaufman threw at the failing local newspaper in town the other day on Twitter. Just understand where they're coming from. They're going to try and, you know, make a mountain out of a molehill of any little thing that happens. So don't buy into that bullshit. Try and avoid it at all costs. If you need Bucks news, just go to joebucksfan.com. Those guys are going to give it to you straight. And just try and enjoy yourself over the next month and a half, 2 months before training camp gets here. And then we can all get together and be fucking rowdy as shit at training camp for the training camp takeover. Deal? Deal. Thanks to joebucksfan.com. Tremendous partner. They post their podcast first thing in the morning. So good to be part of the joebucksfan.com podcast network. Got a chance to hang out with Bobby Fenton at a Lightning game in a suite. Really good seeing him and his wife and his son there. And Todd Wright, got to hang out with him at the Apple a Day. It's a charity brunch a couple of weeks ago. Talked to a little fantasy football and some things we could have in the works. So stay tuned for that. Of course, Ira Kaufman, Joe Bucks fan, the Joes. So it truly is an amazing podcast network for Bucks fans and football fans at joebucksfan.com. So make sure you check it out. Subscribe to this podcast and every podcast, my podcast, Bucks Uncensored, available on iTunes, Google Play, Podcast Addict, Podbean. Subscribe so that you don't miss an episode. It's amazing. Now that I have a new car with Bluetooth, I mean, it's crystal clear. The only commercials you hear are at the very beginning, when right in the middle. I mean, it's not like you're pausing every fucking 5 to 8 minutes for a whole set of commercials. It's just nice. It's just nice having this podcast along with all the others out there as well. And speaking of sponsors, listen, you know, time is money. And so these sponsors step up and say, hey, listen, Justin, if you're going to invest hours to put together each and every podcast episode and you're going to have this movement and we know people listen to it, same thing as radio, right? The only difference is I charge substantially less. I'm just pay for my equipment, pay for my hosting and all this shit. And that's it. And they do it. And Buffalo Wild Wings has stepped up. They've been such a great partner of ours. Already talking about how we can make next year's draft party bigger and better than it ever has been. So we appreciate Buffalo Wild Wings. Mastro Subaru, it's the only car dealership where you can get special discounts just for being a stick carrier, whether you're in Orlando or right here in Tampa at their Hillsboro store off of Hillsboro Avenue near the Veterans. Just say you're a stick carrier. You get special discounts for that. And of course, Percato Sandwich Shop, Cuban Sandwich, Devil Crab, right off of I-4 near Ybor City. And Mike, they really run things well. Breakfast and lunch. And it is an experience every single time you go to Bricado's. So when you go by there, tell Mike you're a stick carrier. Tell him you're a Bucks fan. And I'll tell you what. Listen, we're all big Bucks fans. Mike might be as big a Bucks fan as any of us. He is passionate just like you and I. So thank you to Bricado's, Mastro Subaru, Buffalo Wild Wings, and B4, and Christian from Headlines Barbershop, and each and every one of you for listening to this podcast, because, you know, it's just it's truly remarkable. We got one more week of podcasts. Next week, we'll do the next one, obviously, on the seat the Dirt Cutter's sitting on, and then as we wrap it up for the month, just talk about if you weren't part of the training camp takeover last year, I want to talk about that, what you missed, what you can look forward to, and then some details that I have. I don't have all of them. I'm helping promote it. You know, this is really fan retreat with JoeBucksFan.com doing a big trip to New Orleans for the Bucks opening day game against the Saints. Ira Kaufman's going, I'm going, and I'm just excited to be a part of it. I have wanted to go to New Orleans for a long time now, haven't been able to go really since the early 2000s. So it's been a while for me, but I'm excited to go back to New Orleans for a Bucks game. And we'll give you all those details next week as well. Send in your Bucks takes. Send them to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. That's it for this podcast. Enjoy your weekend coming up. We will be back with a couple more Bucks Uncensored episodes next week. And we'll end with the words of Dirk Cutter, who said these words, of course, sparked the stick carrier movement. It's brought all of us together right here. You listening to me listening to you with your Bucks takes. And it all started with a little something like this, but I play it for you in a much sexier voice, right?
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
You got it. Have a good weekend, everyone. Nailed it.
Go Bucks.